good.
Hello?
Governor Rockefeller, Mr. President.
Hello?
How nice to talk to you.
Having a thing on my mind except to wish Happy and you, on behalf of Pat and me, a very Merry Christmas.
Aren't you the most thoughtful
person? Are you home, or I hope?
You know where we are?
Not Albany.
We're at our little Camp David.
Aha.
Camp in the woods. And we've just finished, and Nelson cooked the hamburgers. And,
great.
We've had the most wonderful time, just the four of us here together.
Isn't that great?
Happy sends her love, and the boys do too.
Yeah, he cooked the hamburgers.
Nelson cooked the hamburgers, and this little Nelson.
Yeah, I know.
He said he wished you a Merry Christmas. He just said it.
Yeah. Before I get him on the phone, though, let me say one word. You do something. Henry's a bit depressed because of the, and he shouldn't be because we're doing very well in foreign policy, actually, but he's depressed because he's taken a few belts about the India-Pakistan thing, which had to come out the way it did. I think that you, if you would, because he has, you know, such comms, you just sort of give him a ring and say, now, Henry, wish him a Merry Christmas, and say, now, tell him to pay no attention to this nitpicking by people about how we handled it, that if you feel this way, and that say that, because as you know, Nelson, that we do have the little boys at state sort of gloating over anything they think doesn't come out well. Well, hell, India, Pakistan, there's no way it's ever going to come out, and thank God we didn't get involved in the war.
That's right, and thank God they didn't take over at all.
And thank God we saved West Pakistan, which we did.
No.
So if you would do that, I think it'd be good for the cause. He'll be in New York about 3 or 4 hours from now.
He will.
He's coming up to the city, just call the White House operator.
I'll call the White House.
Yeah.
See if I can get him right now.
Would be helpful.
Well, you're so nice to do this, and I just think that as far as the people are concerned in New York State, you've never been in a stronger position.
Well,
it really looks good.
We hope so. We're having our troubles, as you know, interestingly enough, now with the far right. But I told John Mitchell, I said, well, let Ashbrook run and this, so he gets his 20%, and that's that.
That's right. And my personal feeling is that your posture couldn't be more effective or better for the country and for the majority of the voters.
You think so, huh?
I was with the Democratic leaders last night trying to get votes for our tax problem.
Uh-huh.
And I had them up at the apartment for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And they had to be frank that you were never stronger.
Hmm.
And the fellow named Jerry Finkelstein, who is running the program for the Democratic candidates for president, and he said that he'd gotten to a point where he and his wife both personally felt a great warmth for you.
Now that's
this is a very interesting thing. This is great.
Well, we hope we can keep some of those. We have some tough things ahead. We've got to ride out Vietnam, and we will, and we've got to get the China and Soviet thing across, and we will, but in the meantime, and keep the economy going, but, incidentally, as you, on the plus side, for your immediate purposes, as I told you before, we are going to get revenue sharing, you know, now.
Mark.
It's a cinch. I mean, when I say a cinch, Wilbur told me that he's going to get his bill through. It's going to be the first thing, and unless the Senate just totally screws it up, you're going to get it.
Well, this
so
is smart.
That'll be a help.
And I put this in my budget, $400 million for next year.
Okay.
When I'm trying to balance this budget when we have a special session on Monday.
All right. Well, you can, if anybody from the press asks you, you're welcome to say that the president, based on his conversations with Wilbur Mills and other leaders, believes that he confidently predicts we will have revenue sharing.
Oh, Marv. Are you going to put it in your budget for next year?
Revenue sharing?
Money for it.
I just don't know right now whether we have decided to put it in or have a contingency or whatever it is. Because you see, it's moving so fast.
You don't have to make your budget until.
We still got a couple of weeks left. But in any event, we'll have the money. Don't worry about that.
So that if they say, well, are you going to have the money in your budget, I'm going to say that provisions are made for it.
You say provisions are made for it. And, well, the main thing is we're going to ask for it. In any event, we're going to put the full weight of the administration behind the effort to get it passed by the Congress next year.
Well,
okay.
The most thoughtful thing.
Well, anyway, have a
I love to pass
good Christmas and
all of the
kids.
all of your children.
Right, okay.
And thanks so much for your call.
Bye.
Call Henry.
I appreciate that. Bye.
Thanks, Laura.